Now, it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
It is time to beat Bernie. I'm looking back at yesterday's pictures on my Instagram account, Rosenberg.Sydney. That's where you find my Instagram, Rosenberg.Sydney. There's a great picture here of Nicole, who was a very tough competitor yesterday, lost 4-3. So today we've got Marissa, let me get the full name here, Marissa Dunderdale, also an associate attorney for the Red Apple Group. Do you work in the same office as Nicole, the same?
No, actually, I work upstairs. I work with
Emily.
Emily, yep, and Nick Katsouris.
So what is the difference? What do you do compared to what, let's say, Nicole does?
Nicole works predominantly with the radio station, but I work with the grocery stores, the confused D'Agostino's.
Oh, gotcha.
Real estate, and now the new Staten Island baseball team.
How cool is that?
Yeah, very exciting.
I'm going to be the GM of that team, and the announcer, and the center fielder. I'm the whole team.
I love it.
John, he's already bought in. Sid's, I'm the sports guy anyway at the station, so I'm going to run the whole show. But on a serious note, where did you go to law school?
New York Law School.
Oh, you did. Good school. And what did you do undergrad?
Iona.
Oh, you did. Yes. Jeff Ruland. You know that name?
No.
Great NBA player, all-star for the Washington Wizards, went on to coach the basketball team at Iona. Who's the coach at Iona right now? He's a Hall of Famer.
I don't know.
Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino. He's a great, great basketball coach.
These are not the questions.
These are not the questions. Don't worry. So you live at home? You got your own. What is your personal life look like?
I live with my husband and two kids in Hackensack.
You have two kids?
Yes.
You look like you're like 12 years old.
I just turned 30.
Are you serious? God bless you. You look so much younger.
Thank you.
And you live in Hackensack?
Yes.
Beautiful place. Okay. Is he listening right now?
I hope so.
What's his name?
Daniel.
Daniel. Do you call him Dan, Danny, Dan? What do you call him?
Daniel.
Daniel. Okay. Makes sense. That's his name, right? All right, Daniel. Your wife, Marissa, is taking on Bernie. And Barbara in Belleville has a chance to win $100 and a WABC Barry House cover. You don't seem nervous.
I'm a little nervous.
Okay. Now, are you a trial attorney?
Yes, I do trial litigation.
Okay, so you don't get nervous in front of the judge or a jury, none of that stuff, right?
Oh, no, I love that.
You do love that.
I love
but right now you're nervous.
A little bit.
Is it because of me or because of the millions that are listening worldwide?
The millions of listeners.
That's right. But I'm making you feel more comfortable, right? All right, good.
I'm ready to go.
All right, here we go. Number one. We learned yesterday that William Barr was one of the two people to hold the title of United States Attorney General twice. Barr's second stint as United States Attorney General started in 2019 after he replaced who? Out of Alabama. That's your hint. Come on. You know this.
I do know this.
Nope. Okay.
Wrong. You two-legged bag of anthrax should be Jesus.
Jeff Sessions. Number two. Prior to becoming the fifth president of the United States, who helped secure Thomas Paine's release from a French prison in November of 1794?
President.
I mean, I wouldn't know this.
Madison?
Wrong. You two-legged bag of anthrax.
Not a terrible guess. It's not a terrible guess. James Monroe is the right answer. What was the nickname of the party led by 1948 presidential candidate Strom Thurmond?
These are hard.
These are really hard. I mean, who knows these besides Bernie?
Listen, I wrote this question prior to Bernard mentioning this.
That's weird. In
today's
is that
program.
Right?
I keep doing this.
That's weird.
It is. Give her a hint. I don't know.
They used to be called the Blank Chicks, and they did the song Landslide, originally written by Stevie Nicks.
The Dixie Chicks?
Yes. Oh, the Dixiecrats. Good enough. Give it up.
Oh, give it up.
Yeah.
Don't tell Bernie.
Now they're just the Chicks. They may not get rid of the Dixie Chicks.
That's right.
In the 1960s, the Supreme Court's decision addressed four different cases involving police interrogations: Vinera versus New York, Westover versus United States, California versus Stewart, and Who versus Arizona. I'll give you a hint.
Matt.
No, one of the characters on Sex and the City. I believe Cynthia Nixon's character. The lesbian.
Hey now.
No? You read these
Miranda.
And you get yes! We'll give it to him.
Absolutely. I should got that.
Number five. Okay. The zip code. Ready for this? This is pretty cool. The zip code 12345 in Schenectady, New York is home to what huge maker of light bulbs and electrical equipment that was formed in 1892? The big one. Come on.
General Electric?
Yes! got three right. That's not terrible. All right, that's what Nicole did yesterday. And Nicole, right? Yes. Dash, Amanda, dash. A lot of dashes. And that's what Frank Morano did 2 days ago. So let's see if Bernie does better. How do you feel?
Wish I did a little better.
Yeah, you seem a little disappointed. You know. Yeah, you seem a little disappointed.
I like trivia, but these were hard.
These are very hard.
And I'm nervous.
Yeah, this is not time for trivia. I don't do well with this either. I need like 90210 questions and SpongeBob SquarePants.
Pop culture.
Right, exactly. That's me. All right. Here's Bernie. Bernie, you get four right, you win today. My fear is you're going to get all five right.
How you fear?
Yeah. I like to see these kids win, but she was good, but this is too easy for you. We learned yesterday, Bernie, that William Barr was one of two people to hold the title of United States Attorney General twice. His second stint as U.S. AG started in 2019 after he replaced who?
That would be... wait, hold on a second. It was... it wasn't Jeff Sessions. It was Rosen... what the freak is his name? Attorney General. He was the temporary Attorney General.
It was Jeff Sessions.
It was Jeff Sessions?
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, hold on.
Wait a second.
I think that's the wrong answer.
Hold on.
Jeff Sessions was out early.
I don't know.
Bill Barr didn't come in until like 2 years later.
2019, you are correct. And I am going to check. There was an interim.
There was Rosenthal or whatever.
Rosenzweig or something.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to check. You're right, Bernard. Again, this is why people should listen.
I'm always nervous when the head of HR, my friend and fellow Giant fan, Candace, is behind the glass. Have I already said something that's am I in trouble? Yes? I'm done?
Two thumbs up.
All right, finish the game.
Okay.
Thank you, Candace. All right, here's number two. Prior to becoming the fifth president of the United States, who helped secure Thomas Paine's release from a French prison?
The fifth president.
Well, yes. It was
easy.
In November of 1794. You were a kid.
wait, 1794, the fifth president? No,
I guess.
I don't think so. The first president was...
No, he helped later on, Thomas Paine.
Oh, Thomas Paine.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
You have Washington, mm-hmm. You have Adams, you have Jefferson, you have Madison, then you have Monroe.
Bang. What was the nickname of the party led by 1948 presidential candidate Strom Thurmond?
That was... Oh, wow, I mentioned it.
Yes, before. And he said he didn't even... He wrote this before he heard you say that.
Is that weird?
Yeah,
that is weird. Of course, it was the Dixiecrats.
Of course.
Strom Thurmond, who, by the way, I actually had lunch with once in the Senate dining room. With John McCain, Don Imus, Charles McCord, and Strom Thurmond.
You got to love the way he says, of course. it's coming up.
I mean, it's amazing to me that I actually knew the guy. And at 80-something years old, he had a baby.
Oh, I don't like that. In the 1960s, the Supreme Court's decision addressed four different cases.
What year?
In the 1960s.
Go ahead.
Four different cases involving police interrogations, Venera versus New York, Westover versus United States, California versus Stewart, and who versus Arizona?
That would be my brother-in-law's last name, Miranda. Miranda.
I told you it's going to go five
Miranda
for five.
Miranda writes.
Yep, correct. And finally, in your attempt to go perfect today, the zip code 12345 in Schenectady, New York, is home to what huge maker of light bulbs and electrical equipment formed back in 1892?
That would be... Kellogg's would be the wrong answer.
Correct.
General Electric.
Hey, now! 5-3, the final score. Marissa, say hello to Bernie.
Hi, Bernie. Good job.
Thank you, Marissa. Listen, I'm sorry. Look, it's not easy. It's a little nerve-wracking. You're a young lady, by the way. You just a recent hire here at Red Apple, an attorney, a brilliant young lady, but... you did get the Miranda answer right, right?
I did.
That's all that matters. The rest is, that's your specialty. Anything else is just icing on the cake.
I'll study up and come back.
Yeah. No, we'll do a rematch one day. But in the meantime, I think you acquitted yourself very well.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Will you represent us at some point if we need to?
Of course.
You do side work, private work on the side.
Happy to help at any time.
All right, Marissa, congratulations, and you were fun, as was Nicole. We will continue to have Bernie up against the Red Apple staff tomorrow and Friday. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. We'll close out the show as we do every day. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid is next.
be burning. Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.